No, I can do that. Then he said, we don't drink in between meetings. I can do that. And then he said, and we don't use no dope. Well, that caught me completely by surprise. I had been smoking non-habit-forming marijuana every day for about 10 years. It was my little buddy, you know, and gee, Tom, why are you so depressed? I don't know. I've never dropped acid, which really surprises some people who hear me share. Because I sound like I stared at the sun for a long time, but I didn't. I've never taken cocaine. I've never used heroin. I've never done any of that stuff. I did a little Valium, but I only stole it, so I don't think that should count. The world of pills just didn't interest me. My basic problem with Valium is it takes 20 minutes, and who has the time? Now, this can be real controversial, and I know there are some meetings, if you mention the D word, fistfights break out and people, whole new fellowships start. So I'm just sharing this as part of my story. What I was told, and the traditions that we have, the highest rank you get in AA is sober. It's the highest rank you get. I was at a meeting and someone announced they were in advanced recovery, and I have no idea what they're talking about. Maybe that means they're dating now, I don't know, but yeah, advanced recovery. Also, every member of the program owns one share of stock in the program. We're equal owners and we're equal members. I like the radical democracy of that. And so as an equal member and an equal owner of the program, I would like to mention my opinion that I'm very grateful that at my first meeting, drugs were mentioned. Because I didn't know we didn't do them. And someone just explained the rules. We're clean and sober. And that night was the first night in years I didn't use the chemicals. Now you can disagree and work it out with your sponsor, and it's just fine with me. By the way, if I do say anything this morning that you violently disagree with, you don't have to tell me about it. You can call your sponsor and work it out and, you know, let me go home. But my program for a very, very long time was you don't drink and you don't use and you go to a lot of meetings. You don't drink and you don't use and you go to a lot of meetings. You don't drink and you don't use and you go to a lot of meetings. And then I found out a few other things, part of my program. Say hello to newcomers. Say hello to newcomers. Say hello to the newcomers. Give them your phone number. They won't call, so you're not like ruining the next month. But give them your phone number, say hello. Also, after 5 or 6 or 8 years, my program developed this wrinkle. You say hello to newcomers and you say hello to visitors, people who are from out of town. Give them your phone number, say hello. Now, some of them will call because they're in town and they'd like to say hello and where they just need to talk and they're away from their home group. But say hello to newcomers, say hello to visitors. Tell the truth, clean up after yourself, take out the trash, make your bed. That's a lot of my program. Ask God for help. Ask God for help a lot. Now, sometimes those break down into steps and sometimes they don't, but that's a lot of my activity. My sponsor lives down in Los Angeles, and I'm going to drive down and see him this afternoon and see if he has improved or gotten worse. And then I call some of the other men he sponsors and we gossip about him. That's another important part of our program. Sponsorship's important in my recovery. How do you choose a sponsor? Well, here's what I did. You want to find someone who's clearly crazier than you are. Because then they will always be able to give you hope. You know, you think you're having a bad day. And then you call your sponsor and you find out they're much worse than you are, and you just feel better and you hang up. It works for me a lot. I started going to meetings, and I began hearing things I needed to hear. I'm pretty bright, but I have no memory. And I would have to hear over and over again, you don't take the first drink, you don't take the first drink, you don't take the first drink. I had to hear that a lot. I still do. How does a lot of the program work? You don't take the first drink. Really? Good, I'll try to remember that. Don't take the first drink. Say hello to newcomers. Okay, I can remember that today. You know, real simple. Return phone calls. Oh. Okay. I feel very recovered when I return phone calls. I took a lot of depressants for years, and one of the things that is very true for me is when I come into the fellowship, I'm pretty numb. I'm numb from my head to my toes. And as I was no longer drinking on a daily basis or smoking dope, I began waking up. And I have to tell you this, I did not wake up polite. I did not wake up civilized. I did not wake up smooth. I woke up real jagged and jumpy. And a lot of the colors that I felt were very, very red and very, very black. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I thought I was coming undone. And I was at a meeting and someone talked about the roller coaster. And I'm so grateful for whoever that person was, because that image captured a lot of my spiritual, emotional life. I was going way up and way down and way up and way down, and it seemed way out of control to me. And it was a relief to find out that other people also experienced the roller coaster. And you wake up with absolutely no hope. Or you go to bed with absolutely no hope. Someone said, and I heard this in Northern California, and I carried it with me to teach when I was in Southern California. No matter how bad your day is, if you can get to the end of the day and get into bed and say, today I have not had a drink or a joint or a pill. If you can say that, that day has been a success.